So good morning, it's the Breakfast Show, it's WRS. I'm here at the nerve centre of Jim's British Market. And I'm joined actually by Jim himself and also by Ray, who has taken the shop or the business over. Morning to you both this
good morning.
Morning.
Now, Ray, I want to just quickly ask you, how excited are you by the fact that Jim's, which is, a legend in the Geneva expat world, how excited are you on taking over this business?
Very, very. It's been a bit of a journey for me with Jim's. I cut my teeth here, in fact.
Right.
So it doesn't feel entirely new. I feel like I've kind of walked into my second home here. So very excited. I think it just feels right here.
Okay. And Jim, now I have to say, Jim, you and I actually go back a long time because as we just discussed, just before we started recording, we were just discussing that back in the day, WRG, that station then, opened more or less the same time as your first shop opened.
That's right.
And I remember meeting you saying, come on, Jim, buy advertising with us. And yeah. You said, all right, then I'll buy a cream egg. So I said, all right, then. So there you go.
That's more or less how it went.
But seriously, Jim, though, it is actually interesting, the fact that, because we have mentioned that the radio station has now changed hands, and almost really to the month, you know, Jim's has changed hands. So how's it feel for you to let the thing that you've nurtured for the last, was it 30 years, isn't it, more or less?
It's a seriously weird feeling, Mark, I must say. As you know, my first career in the UN was 20 years, and I've done a second career in the shop, which has been 30 years, and suddenly it all stopped, and, you know, nothing to do, plenty to do. But it is a strange feeling. It hasn't been part of your life for
absolutely.
That long time.
Absolutely. Though, as you look back on it, I mean, you must feel very proud of the fact that 30 years, keeping a business going 30 years, no mean feat at all.
It's been terrific. It's been an awful lot of hard work. You know, there's been a lot over those 30 years, Brexit and so we could go into all of that. We've been through all that. It's been hard work, but it's paid off, and it's still a very, very going concern, and I'm proud of it to look back.
As well you should be, Jim. I mean, it's been a mark for many international families in this region for so long.
Yes.
So Ray, moving to you, you have a legacy to build on for sure.
Now
Jim's done a fantastic job. But I'm sure there are things in the new worlds that perhaps you can look at and you think, these things can now change, or I might make some additional bits and pieces here. So what plans do you have for the business moving forward?
Mark, I have been growing the British Cheese Deli up in Zurich for the past few years, working together with Jim's on a few things here and there. From a product point of view, it seems quite obvious that there are going to be products that we can and will be bringing to Jim's that we've been selling up in Zurich. But I think it's also just about kind of, initially, keeping things as they are, but then slowly kind of regenerating that old kind of network and community feeling that Jim's, I think, was really well known for back in the days. I think it's just one of those things that needs to be nurtured and continued. So, and I don't think it's as easy as just kind of flicking a switch and making it happen. I think it's going to take a bit of time to develop and build on.
As you very rightly say, Jim has done a fantastic job over the years of not just running the shop, but creating a community. And I'm thinking of things like some of the things we do, like the fireworks nights over the years and things like that. So for you, Ray, moving forward, that actually is something that you're going to be very conscious on maintaining.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we may have to steer clear from the fireworks.
Yes,
for various reasons.
Yes,
but absolutely, I think sitting down with the team and also with Jim, Chris, and their side, just to kind of brainstorm about how this might go forward and some of the kind of community orientated events that we might be able to reestablish certainly is in the pipeline and something that we will focus on.
So work in progress.
Absolutely.
Right now. Yeah. Yes.
In terms of the products, in terms of the and the store that people know, that remains pretty much the same. The shop is now full again. We've got stock, not because of just this time of year, it gets a little bit quiet and right. and we don't order as much, but the shop is full. So in terms of stock and availability, that's now ready to go. The web shop has been given a refresh. Just so that it becomes a little bit more kind of manageable in terms of what I can do with the British Cheese Deli and what I can do with Jim's.
Right.
We will work on various other technical elements as well in terms of someone wanting to order something that might be up in Zurich that we can have picked up here, for example. So there is lots of little elements that need handling and taking care of. But for now, it's up and running. And it will continue to grow from there.
So you have an operation in Zurich at the moment, so you're going to bring some of that down to Gland?
Exactly.
But is there then going to be a Jim's Zurich operation as well?
No, I don't think the idea is to overlap one brand with the other. I think at this stage, both stay the same.
Right.
Obviously, I don't want to create confusion, but I think we will have to roll with that organically instead of feeling like we need to just change something unnecessarily.
Okay, so people who shop regularly at the Jim's British Market, they're not going to see, let's say, as they walk in the shop, no major sort of like shocking changes from one day to the next.
No, absolutely not. Other than perhaps seeing a couple of fresh items that we are already bringing in stock. Today we received a fantastic case of a new fudge from the UK, from the Finest Fudge Company, which is making a name for itself there. Just a lovely, fun product to have in the shop, and maybe at this point people don't want to be eating fudge, but it's certainly a fantastic product, and that's the kind of thing that you'll see a little bit more of.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So Jim, moving back to you for your final message. You are sort of like moving away from them and putting your feet up, or knowing you out on the golf course or whatever. So what are your plans now with your newfound freedom?
Well, you know, we decided an early retirement at 80 years of age.
Yeah.
Margaret, I have to say, has put in a huge amount of work over the years and kept the thing running under my, of course, expert supervision.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We'd all be lost without them, mate. I know, carry on.
But herself and Chris have done a wonderful job. We have also been very lucky to find Ray, who when we had the idea first of all of selling, Ray came to mind, and when it was put to Ray, he jumped at the chance and thought, "Yeah, this is for me." So we've been extremely lucky there, and looking forward to the future of the shop under Ray.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, I know, Jim, it'll be, if I just pass on, because I'm sure many people listening who will know you over the years will be wishing you the best in your retirement.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm sure I'm just passing those messages on. I'm sure many people will be thinking that. And also, Ray, I'm sure many people will also be saying, well, thank you for taking on this icon of a local business for the International Geneva Market. And we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Yes, I look forward to it. I also just wanted to say a big thank you to Margaret in particular, who's certainly helped me learn the ropes from the very beginning and been a strong arm there, in making sure that everything's running in the right direction.
Well, because it's one of these things that sometimes, the shop is here with all the stuff in it, but there's always people behind the scenes also making sure that everything's going on. Yeah.
But, and also just a quick reminder to both of them that if they're ever bored at home, we're absolutely welcome to come down and help us out here. We'll need the hands at some point.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, guys, seriously, both of you, the best of luck for the future. And thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Support as well. Thank you.